Hey guys, it's Dad here with
Holden
and
Marilyn.
And we say happy Easter to you. We're going to read Little Cottontail. Little Cottontail. Once there was a little cottontail rabbit who lived in a cozy nest. "Mother," said the little cottontail, "when will I be grown up?" "Soon," said his mother. "But first, little cottontail, you must leave the nest." "Leave the nest," he said. His little round nest was just the right size. It was soft and warm, with a bed made of grass and tufts of fur. It was a nice nest. A mother and a father robin peered down at him. Their babies were still too young to leave the nest. They wondered what little cottontail would do. With a flop and a hop and a hump and a bump, little cottontail left the nest. "Now I'm a grown-up," he said. His mother smiled. "Not yet," she said. "First, little cottontail, you must learn to wash yourself." "Please teach me," he said. "Watch closely," said his mother. A porcupine sitting on a hollow log watched closely, too. "This is the way you wash yourself early in the morning. Shake your feet one at a time, then lick them clean one at a time. Scrub your face with your little front paws. Scratch your ears with your big hind paws."
How do we go in another one?
Is that kind of like a cat, Harlan?
No, we do this with a different one.
Oh.
We do this, Momo.
"Then fluff all your fur up and lick it clean, and you'll be bright and shiny early in the morning." "I can do all that," said little cottontail, and he did. "Didn't he do that very well?" a deer mouse whispered to her tiny children. "Now am I a grown-up?" asked little cottontail. "Not yet," said his mother. "First, little cottontail, you must learn what big rabbits eat. Out in the meadow all summer long, they eat grass and herbs and lots of green plants. Over by the farmhouse all summer long, they eat carrots and cabbage and nice, fresh fruit. All through the winter, white with snow, they eat buds and twigs and barks of tree. These are things that big rabbits eat whenever they are hungry." Little Cottontail said, "I listen closely, and I think I know them." And he did. "Now am I a grown-up?" asked Little Cottontail. "Not yet." "Not yet," hissed a woodchuck, popping up from his burrows. "First, you must learn about foxes." "What about foxes?" said Little Cottontail. "Foxes like to chase rabbits," said his mother. "They like to catch them for dinner. You must learn how to tell that a fox is coming. Please, Little Cottontail, watch very closely. This is the way you twitch your nose. Sniff, 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 sniff. To sniff the air, to smell for a fox. And this is the way you cock your ears and raise your head and glance about to see if that bad fox is coming near. And if the foxes come, this is the way you lay back your ears and bound away. This is the way you hop, 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 as fast as you can before the fox can catch you. You dodge and you twist and you take shortcuts. You zig and you zag and you circle and double back to your tracks. You lead the fox to the briar patch. You do a quick stop there and hop to the side. You freeze like a statue and the fox runs by. And then all that fox ever does catch is a paw full of thorns in the briar patch. "That's so much to learn," said Little Cottontail, "though I did listen closely. Now let me see what came first. Oh, yes, first I must twitch my nose." So Little Cottontail twitched his nose to sniff the air for the smell of fox. Then he cocked his ears and glanced about.
"What's that?"
That's a fox. You're right. Good eyes, bubs. Mom, do you see the fox?
Yes.
Where?
Like you.
Good job. Look at Bubs found a fox. That was really good, Harlan. Mother, cried little Cottontail, a fox is coming. Into the hollow log sprang the porcupine. The deer mouse scampered off swiftly with her tiny children. Down popped the woodchuck into his burrow, and chee-chee, cried the robin as she flew away. Little Cottontail and his mother laid back their ears and bounded away, and the fox chased after them. Oh, dear, thought the mother, what if a little Cottontail doesn't remember all that I told him? But little Cottontail zigzagged and circled and doubled his tracks, and then he came to the quick stop and hopped to the side, and he froze like a statue, and the fox ran by straight into the thorns of the briar patch. Good job, little Cottontail. Mother, said the Cottontail, grasping for breath, now am I a grown-up? Yes, said his mother, now you are a grown-up, big Cottontail. Thanks for listening. Happy Easter.
Thanks for listening. Happy Easter. I don't know.